Hello, everyone, and welcome to Minute 60 of Season 10 of Movie Around Minute, the Daily Podcast, where we hijack our way through the 1974 classic action thriller, The Taking of Pelham 123, 1 minute at a time. I'm Rob, and joining me once again to finish off the week is Travis Boo of Real Comic Heroes. Welcome back to the show.
Hello there. Thank you for having me this week.
Yes. I'm glad that I was able to get you to watch a movie that you've never seen before and enjoy it.
Yeah. This was fun.
You know, unlike the last movie we talked about, which Die Hard 5. Okay. Are there any other movies that I've done that you've been on that you've never seen before? Had you seen It's a Wonderful Life before we talked about it?
I had as a kid, and I didn't like it, but this time around I enjoyed it quite a bit. I don't know if I had ever seen Planes, Trains, and Automobiles from start to finish before. I definitely had seen pieces of it. I think what else?
All the others were Die Hard. Were you on When Harry Met Sally? I don't remember.
I wasn't on that season, but that's one I still have never seen.
Right. You gotta go back in there.
But I have seen Great Escape, so.
Okay, that's true. And I know that you weren't on The Great Escape. But,
right.
Minute 60 begins with the passengers waiting silently and suspensefully, and ends with the police car flipping over. Spoiler alert for anyone who doesn't know what we're about to be talking about today. So we left things off yesterday with the police car getting stopped and by an Avis truck, and then we saw the at least two of the hijackers look at their watches. You know, so now this minute begins with a shot of the passengers, and they all look very, very scared because they don't really know at this point. Now, were you able to try to figure out throughout the course of this movie who the cop was?
I know they kept bringing it up every now and then, and then they really like emphasize it might even be a woman, you know, and right. So. Throughout the scenes with the hostages, I wasn't really able to figure out. I still don't know because it was very dark. I think the cop is a guy.
It's the hippie. The hippie.
Is it okay? I couldn't tell when they ran out after the thieves, like which character this was, you know, because I don't remember him having a significant moment in the movie, you know, prior to that.
He doesn't. And that's one of the ingenious things about it. You have this guy, he's really undercover the whole time. You have no idea who it is. And they throw out the red herrings that it might be a woman, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Because I think even
the irony of it is that when Garber, you know, goes over to him after he's been injured and he says, "Don't worry, ma'am."
Yes.
Because he thinks it's a woman. Because the hippie's long hair.
Right. So that's what I get, like, added to my confusion of, like, it's dark. Maybe I thought I saw a guy, but maybe it was a woman, you know? So, okay. That makes more sense that it is a guy, but because he'd spent so much time saying it might be a woman, he just decided it was.
I think that's a great way, though, to keep us guessing also.
Yeah.
I just like the way they do that. And, you know, once you know who it is and you see the character every so often, and you see he's just not doing anything because he can't. Until he can.
I'm glad it's not the lady who's asleep the entire movie, you know. if that would have been the cop, like, they were just pretending to be asleep the entire time, like, I'm glad they didn't do that.
Yeah, that's true. I think it would have been funniest if it would have been the hooker. You know?
Yeah.
That you know, she's just playing the part of a hooker, and that would be it. You know, and So, yeah. So then, we get a shot of Mr. Blue, who looks over and says, "Mr. Green?" "Yes." And then he goes, "Coming up in 1 minute." "Have you decided which one's going to be?" He goes, "Does that make any difference?" He goes, "I guess not."
That whole interaction is, it's almost like Blue is toying with Green. Like, I'm gonna have to do, take somebody out, and you're gonna have to be okay with it, right? It's very,
Well, I don't think he's asking for his permission.
right. It's just strange. I don't know.
I think it's he's trying to I think he doesn't want Mr. Green to mutiny here. So he needs to, because he needs Mr. Green. He doesn't need gray or brown. He needs green. This whole idea of the heist will not work if Green doesn't do what he's supposed to do. So I think that's the ultimate reason why he's so friendly to him. Again, it could go back to something in their backstory that we don't know what it is. That these guys met at some point. Hypothesized at the beginning of the week that maybe they met in a bar and they were talking or something like that. So he feels some sort of affinity towards him. But
No, I like the idea that he's kind of just mentally preparing him. Like, hey, getting close, sun's getting real low, big guy. We're
that's right. And it makes sense, but I it's funny that he says to him, "Does it make any difference?" Meaning, we can't care about any of these passengers. That's what it comes down to.
They're all the same to Blue, I guess.
That's right.
They all have
Well,
the same
again,
value.
that's right. It's desensitizing everything that they're going through. That's what it comes down to. He's distancing himself from caring about any of these hostages, so therefore he can go and kill any of them. And I think that's part of the whole thing. But it's also interesting that Green acknowledges that Blue is right. It doesn't make a difference. Once you, maybe I, now do you think he's saying it doesn't make a difference because we've already drawn blood and therefore, we're in over, we're at least shoulder deep, if not they're not further in? Or could it be that he's basically saying, well, it doesn't matter who it is, because once we kill them, at that point, that's when things are gonna they're gonna hunt us down forever. It could
Yeah.
be either of those.
I don't know which one I lean more towards. I think accepting that, yeah, we've come this far. They've already killed the one guy earlier.
Kaz.
Yeah, so I guess
Kaz.
that's what it is. Just like, they're all equally, on the chopping block, I guess.
Okay. That makes sense. And then he says, okay, 50 seconds, and then I'm going to eliminate one.
Then he like goes back to sitting in his little, the driver's compartment, and we just see the crossword book come back into frame. It's like he just has no, I don't know. He's so desensitized to it,
Well,
it's just,
again, I think that's the way that he deals with this type of thing. And Mr. Green then just turns around and we see the look on Mr. Green's face that he's not very happy. And then what does Gray do? Gray just cocks his gun, which again, I just find really funny. I mean, I know that you're at least like me, somewhat familiar with weapons. Okay, you don't keep cocking a gun. Okay. He's already shot that gun. It's been cocked.
He's just trying to menace these people.
Oh, of course. I agree.
That's
A bullet's just gonna come out of the chamber that way. Which
That's
it
just
does.
movie language for what do I do if I have a gun in my hand? Oh, I must, I have to cock it every now and then.
Yeah, for sure. Even though it's not going to make any difference whatsoever. And then, he once again looks at his watch. Mr. Blue looks at his watch and then looks at the crossword puzzle. But as
Yeah.
you said, he does have a pen in his hand, but he's not doing anything with it.
Well, this time around, I just noticed if you look at it, you can faintly tell that that son of a bitch is writing, there's a lot of handwritten notes in the like the lower portion of underneath the puzzle. Like I think he is planning out his entire strategy. He's just isn't filling it in yet.
Maybe. And you know she's got a digital watch.
Yeah, it has a very like prominent glowing red, readout. It's kind of surprising, but I guess
Which
you
it
want
must be
something.
saying 312 because he's got less
Yeah.
than 50 seconds, so
It makes sense that he would want a digital watch like this, because he needs to be able to see what time it is in the dark.
And then he goes back to his puzzle, just reading it. Maybe he's written like his manifesto in there or something like that.
Yeah, this is his journal, his intent.
That's right. And then we get one last shot of Green trying to take in the situation, not really sure how he's supposed to be dealing with it. And then we're back on the street following the police car who is following the two motorcycle cops, and they pass a really really interesting sign for a parking lot that says 236
Oh yeah.
max all day.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if that was like a gas station sign that we don't see the gas station or if it was it makes sense that it would be a parking
No, I
thing.
can't. Well, first of
I
all,
didn't know what it was for, but yeah,
it
that
can't
makes
be a
sense.
gas station because gas was nowhere near that price
Oh, of
back then.
course. Yeah,
You
yeah.
know, it was in the 70
Right.
in the 70 cents or 80 cents at Die Hard, which is 14 years later.
Right.
So right. So how much do you think $2.36 from 1974 is worth today?
Quick math with the inflation of the million earlier, I'll go, I'm gonna say $8 or
No, $15,
okay.
almost $15.50,
Okay.
which is a relatively good price to pay for all day parking.
Yeah.
I doubt that you're going to be able to find a place in New York that you can pay $15.50
Yeah.
for all day parking.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if I really would want to park my car in this area. That's a separate problem. They continue down the street and. Then Albert takes the CB and goes, "Hello, headquarters, Charlie. We're crossing Houston Street, approaching Astor Place. Over." Right? And
Yep.
the response they get back is, "You still got 28 blocks.
Yeah.
Poor the son of a bitch." at least the borough commander knows that Houston Street and Astor Place is the beginning of First Street, that type of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I couldn't
okay.
find Astor Place. I'm sure if I did a literal search for Astor Place, I'm sure I would find it, but I definitely found Houston Street.
Right. Houston Street is basically First Street. No,
Yeah.
it's Well, it's right next to the First Street,
Right.
where they're going. But it's. I'm trying to think, where is Astor Place? You
So I
said
feel like
you did a search and you couldn't find something that says Astor Place?
I said I didn't. I'm sure I said it if I'm sure I could find it if I searched for Astor Place.
Ah, okay.
I feel like it's probably like a little plaza or a building. I don't think he's saying that that's a street or anything.
Right, I think it's more of a landmark. I would say that.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Astor Place is a street and public plaza in the NoHo East Village neighborhoods of Lower Manhattan, New York, named after John Jacob Astor. It's
Oh,
known for
there it is.
the historic Astor Place Theater, which is home to the Blue Man Group, the famous Alamo Cube sculpture and is a hub for students from nearby educational institutions like NYU and Cooper Union. The area is a vibrant mix of historic and modern buildings, including the Astor Place Tower.
Huh. Well, that would they're well past Houston then. They're up towards 8th Street if they're at Astor Place, I think.
Right. Well, what's interesting is this is approaching. Yeah, we're just 8 blocks
Yeah.
away.
Oh, that's okay. I get what he's doing. He's telling him, oh, yeah, we're almost at 8th Street. Well, no, you're not. You're not even
That's right. Well,
past
you've
First
never
Street.
done that. You've
Okay.
never told someone that you're when you're
Yeah.
late somewhere and you're like, yeah, yeah, of course, I'm right near Main Street, and
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
nowhere near Main Street, but they have no way of knowing the truth.
Right.
Okay, well, first of all, Astor Place is runs between 4th and 3rd Avenues, but that doesn't help either because we're talking about streets, not avenues. Interesting. The avenues go the other direction. So yeah, I have absolutely no idea why he's saying this then. That's 6th. That's 1st Avenue. Okay. All right. I see. Okay, I see where 1st Avenue is and 3rd Avenue. Okay, I can sort of understand why. Okay, there you go. There's Astor Place. I see that on the map. It's
And
Astor Place is further up on Lafayette. They continue down
yeah.
Lafayette. And they are already at 8th Street when they say that, but Houston, as you said,
Yeah.
was much further back. So either this guy doesn't really know where he is,
Yeah.
or he's just lying to himself.
Yeah. I'm looking at a Google Street View right now, and I'm basically positioned right where the car, where the bike sort of flips over onto the curb. Like they are shooting this at, what do we call it? What's the street name?
Lafayette, Houston.
Lafayette and, or yeah, Lafayette and Astor Place. Or
Okay.
not, sorry. We're at East 8th Street, and that Astor Place or Lafayette is this intersection that we see where this kind of crash stunt happens.
Right.
Because if you look at the buildings and they match up with
Right, because you have the plaster center and things like that. Now, what's great is that this is also interesting that we saw the entire time that there were two motorcycles in front of them, right? But if you look here when they're right after they're told to floor it, okay, you see in the back of the vehicle there are two motorcycles,
Yeah.
right? And then there's at least one in front of them.
They went from two to four.
Something
I
like
did
that,
notice,
right? And then you
I think after the Avis truck, they ended up with two additional.
could be, and then they get a the ice cream man, riding across this this probably is Astor Place because it's
Yeah.
the big plaza
Yeah,
that they're
absolutely is.
across.
Yeah.
And then Albert screams out, and he goes, "Look out!" And then they end up flipping things over. They
Yeah.
flip themselves over. The guy in the guy in the ice cream truck or ice cream bicycle falls down. And then the two motorcycles in the back also get out of the way.
Yeah.
And then we see a scared shot of Albert as the car flips on the side and then flips over. And once again, if you notice that what does it flip over? It flips over the entrance to
The subway.
the subway.
Yeah. Or it's like there's like a newsstand vendor like shack kind of set up right there.
Well, there was a newsstand.
Was, yeah. It's a
It's
hell of a
right
stunt. There's a
above.
lot of like moving pieces here because you have people running out of the way. You've got, the guy on the bike, the two motorcycles, like you said, in front, like they get clear of everything. But like it's just a lot of action to coordinate, I'm sure. And I can't imagine they set this shot up too many times.
Yeah, probably not.
They had to at least do it twice, I think, because of the camera angles, because we get two camera angles, I think.
You
Maybe
think
not
they
for the
did it twice,
motorcycle.
or
I'm
they
thinking.
didn't? I think for the crash itself, they probably wouldn't redo it numerous times. They would just get multiple angles on it, wouldn't they?
Maybe. I couldn't figure where the camera was positioned. Because at one spot, you've got that motorcycle coming almost towards the camera. So yeah, I don't know. It's really well done. And I did notice, like, it's very obvious, like, throughout the week as they were driving up the roads, there are a lot of crowds, a lot of people gathering on the sidewalks to sort of watch everything. And it's easy to play that off as like, well, New York sidewalks are going to be very crowded. But this one, it's blatantly obvious that, like, the sidewalks are packed with people watching this stunt, be filmed. There's even people I noticed in the buildings next to the streets, like they're hanging out of the windows and to watch this. So,
We're going to be filming
yeah.
a chase scene in a movie. Ooh, let's look out our windows and see what's going on.
Then I also like couldn't remember at any point leading up to all this, is there a sense that the city knows what's going on?
The
Because they
city
have
knows
to.
what's going on. Yes, it's on the radio and stuff like that.
Okay.
I think it got on the radio really quickly, which
Okay. So that
good
could
for
also
me.
be part of it. Like they, in the world of this movie, the citizens are kind of aware that maybe the cops are trying to make it up to, 28th Street to get the money to the for these hostages. So I
The
get that would
question is,
also
would if people
explain.
know what the money that they're looking for?
Okay.
Do people know how much? I mean, is it public knowledge that they're going to be paying a ransom? I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
I would
But they're at
say
least.
that they know that there's that there has been a hijacking, but beyond that,
Okay. Yeah. They don't know all those details. Yeah, that makes sense.
that's what I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's just it really is set up very well.
Yeah. And it's that perfect, they already were late. So it's not even that the crash made them late. It's just they already weren't going to make it, and now they're definitely not going to make it. So.
That's right. Now I tried looking it up and I couldn't find it. There's a store that you can see the sign and it says Gourmet Treats.
Yeah, I saw that.
But I and it looks like it was something. It'd be something that would be easy to find. But
Yeah, I saw that building when I looked at that street view. There
is it
is
still there?
no, there's no, let me get back there. There was on the building itself, there was no signage like that.
Okay, but you also do see that it says you see Astor something on one of the buildings. So this is definitely they're not going to get caught in the lie because the crash is happening where they said they're going to be in near Astor place.
Right.
They wouldn't it wouldn't be like, oh, see, that's always one of my fears of like lying to somebody where I am on the road. Because like
Yeah.
if something happens, they'd be like, oh, where did that happen? They'll be like, oh, it happened in this place. And I said, yeah, but didn't you just tell me that you were, 5 miles ahead of that before?
Yeah.
Oops. That type of thing. And after this little crash, that's the way this minute ends. Then people are gonna have to wait until Monday to find out if everyone's okay,
Yeah.
and more importantly, what happens to the money? Or actually, even more important than that, who's the passenger they're going to kill?
That's right. An update, depending on where you click in the Google Street View, some photos are more recent than others. There, that building you're talking about with that sign, it does have a, it's a Starbucks now.
Oh, okay. Isn't everything a Starbucks now?
Right.
But you're right, there are a hell of a lot of people standing on the side there, just looking
Yeah.
at but there are also cops there, so maybe the cops were trying to clear the way.
Oh, sure. Yeah, they probably radioed ahead to have people, sort of keeping the doing what they can to kind of manage the crowds and the traffic.
I would give them credit for that one.
Oh, yeah.
All right, excellent. So did you have anything else you want to say about this particular minute or about the movie in general?
No. One little thing. I was impressed with, like, this whole week we've basically been going from 10 minutes down to zero, more or less, because that's the,
yes,
you know,
mm-hmm.
roughly the time. And it's, they did a good job of...
In 5 minutes.
Right, yeah. They did a good job of, like, whittling down that time. Like, you know, each minute we watched was, you know, roughly 2 minutes off the clock or whatever. So it was edited really well. And they managed to obviously do the, you know, like, follow the geography, you know, pretty closely. So, yeah, it was just impressive. So,
yeah, I like that too. All right, so every Friday we have a segment called Fun City Friday, where my guests will give their top five movies that are somehow related to New York City.
So, let's see.
What have you got for us, Travis?
I went with Home Alone, Lost in New York. Then Die Hard with a Vengeance. Then 25th Hour. And then I went with The Avengers. And finally, the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Interesting. I would have expected you to have a Spider-Man movie on your list.
I thought about it, and it's definitely, like, right there at the edge. But, you know, there's so many. I mean, yeah, I could easily slot one of these or two of these out and put a Spider-Man in. But
right.
Okay, I didn't this time.
You don't need to. I just said I was surprised. That was it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm waiting for someone to put a Batman movie in there and tell me that, yeah, well, Gotham is New York. So, yeah. So who knows if that'll happen or not?
Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see. Okay. Thank you very much for that list.
Yeah.
So we will now play for the final time this week, Name That Remake. So let's spin the wheel and see what is left for Travis to try to guess. All right, so the original movie came out in 2007, and the remake was in 2010.
Wait, 3 years later, we're already doing remakes?
3 years later, and I will even tell you beforehand that this is not a movie that was translated from one language to another. They are both in English.
Oh, wow. Okay. I kind of assumed, like, oh, it was probably, you know.
Yes. Like, well, that's why I knew they were. That's why I'm giving you that caveat.
Man.
Okay. And the synopsis is, a family must deal with many problems at the wake of the family patriarch.
Well, that doesn't help at all. Can I ask what genre this is in?
Comedy.
Oh. I'm completely stumped on this one.
And okay, here, I'll give you a little bit of trivia about it. Peter Dinklage is the only actor to appear in both movies in the same role.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, the remake stars Chris Rock.
Oh, wait. No, okay, it can't be. Wait a minute. I think I do know what it is. Death at a Funeral?
Yes, Death at a Funeral. Very good.
I thought that first one came out much earlier than that.
Nope.
Wow. Nope.
And the irony is the original was directed by Frank Oz.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a huge fan of the remake. I think it's hilarious.
Oh, really?
I think the remake is so much better than the original.
Really?
But But I mean, even if you just look at the cast of the remake has Keith David, Loretta Devine, Peter Dinklage, Ron Glass, Danny Glover, Regina Hall, Kevin Hart, Martin Lawrence, James Marsden, Tracy Morgan, Chris Rock, Zoe Saldana, Luke Wilson. Those are probably all the names that jump out. I mean, that's just an all-star cast. And this is a movie that no matter how many times I've seen it, I just constantly laugh because it is so over the top and it's hilarious.
Right on. I love the original.
Okay, well, again, it's the same basic premise.
Oh yeah.
It just fits in. I don't know. For some reason, I just think that the Chris Rock version is just is funnier. I don't know why. I've seen the original also. The original is
Yeah.
very good. I mean, obviously, it's the same idea,
Yeah.
so it can't be that far away. But like I said, every time I see the remake, I just can't stop laughing throughout. This
Yeah.
is like one of those movies which it's rare for me, where I just will keep laughing.
Yeah.
Even something like The Naked Gun, which I love, the original, not the remake. I love the original. I won't be sitting and laughing the entire time. I'll laugh at jokes here
Sure.
and there. But this is a movie where I just can't. I've uncontrollable laughter because it's just so funny to me, the scenarios that they put all these characters in.
Yeah. All
Okay.
right.
All right, very good. See, you got 3 out of 5 on that one too.
Yeah, there we go.
Excellent. Nicely done. All right. So, Travis, would you like for one final time this season to tell people where they can find Travis Bow?
Sure, you can check me out over on Minute of Thieves, where I'm looking at the 1991 Kevin Costner Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, 1 minute at a time. And then I'm also on Real Comic Heroes, looking at comic book movies, in release order. So
All
there's a
right.
lot of episodes there to check out.
Excellent. Very good. Okay. And finding me is very simple. Just do a quick search for Movie on Minute. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on my website, movieonminute.com. And if you want to send me an email, you can send it to movieonminute@movierob.net. So, Travis, thank you very much for once again joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's always fun talking movies with you.
Likewise.
A lot of fun. And I look forward to seeing you on next season unless you get banned because you give out the
Yeah.
give out the secret. But like I said, if you share the money with me, maybe I'll
Right.
slide. All
All right.
right. Excellent. Everyone have a great weekend. I will be back on Monday with a new guest, but until then,
Gesundheit.